ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
Check this out.
www.maxheat.com. ProFlowRadio.com.
This is James St. James, and today I am speaking with Mad Max, DJ of the ProFlow Radio Show, and also a super talented hip hop artist in his own right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Max, who writes and produces the music you perform?
Well, that would be a combination of myself and my co-partner, who goes by the name of New Jam. We pretty much, it depends on what the project's about. He usually brings me something and then we can go from there. Maybe he'll have some lyrics or just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I might just do something on my own as well. But, for the most part, I do all the beats myself. He's not, into that aspect because it takes, some time and he doesn't have the time. He works full time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, just me and him mainly.
Now, recently, you got an award from Poetry Society. Tell me about that.
Well, I happened to submit a poem a couple months ago just out of curiosity, too, I guess, what my ability was and how other people saw it. Because I thought my art was pretty good myself, but I wanted to see what other people thought. So I ended up getting some recognition for it, and it ended me up in it's a group of 200 who are selected, who submitted poetry to poetry.com, and they just select people due to their perspective, how their poetry affects others, the different perspective it gives them on life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically just the International Library of Poetry just nominated me as one of the best poets of 2004, which is something that sounds pretty good on a resume, you know?
Yeah, it does. Now, you claim you are the, I was reading the article, the hip-hop artist.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I kind of consider myself to be like one of the most unique artists that the industry has yet to witness, I guess, the major industry. Mainly just because of my unique style, like I said. We try to employ a lot of different strategies in how we create music, and one is to keep it totally clean so that all audiences can enjoy it, from children to grandparents.
Right, and so you don't have some angry mother send you a nasty email or block your site from her child from listening.
Exactly. We're really trying to capitalize on that market, because in hip hop, it's I think it's heavily focused on sex and the good life, as they call it. So we're looking for the more common interest.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, with all the competition there is in the hip-hop genre,
mm-hmm.
that is what separates you from the rest?
Yeah, for the most part, it's a couple things. Hip-hop doesn't use much when it comes to creating their beats. You know, you may hear three or four different distinct instruments, maybe bass, kick, percussion, and some strings maybe, or, you know, just a few other sounds. But when we create, we pretty much have about maybe 50 sounds in individual songs, just all structured to sound like the soundtrack, basically. Another thing that sets us apart is our lyrical content, which is, you know, like I said, all clean and sophisticated level. We can bring it down to different audience to be able to be understood by different audiences, but we pride ourselves on bringing a different type of intellectually stimulating presentation. And other than that, there's probably a few other things, but that's pretty much about it for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, you came out with a song.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Up the Dosage.
Yeah.
And it takes a pop shot at someone.
Yes.
And to be honest, before, I'm not going to mention the artist, but I've listened to his latest song, and it basically sounds like he took like three or four of his past songs.
Right.
And just molded it all on into one thing.
Exactly.
And came out with a new song, and to me it's not appealing, but your song Up the Dosage happens to be one of my personal favorites.
Well, I appreciate that.
Tell me about that song.
Well, I remember writing that. I'm taking college classes in my last semester at the University of Akron. But I was sitting in the library about a year ago, and I just remember thinking about that particular beat, because he came out with that a long time ago. Basically, I wanted to respond to that particular idea. I think a lot of times our music takes shots at a different industry artists because of their potential to influence, and how we just don't respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, basically I was writing the song, thinking about how to come off a certain way to step up and fill the shoes that the artists aren't filling.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the music that the artist came out with, it's got three different songs all in one, and that's what he's making millions of dollars off of, because the public is paying him. I don't think the public should satisfy for that, and the song is only just trying to show them what it could be, what music can be.
Mm-hmm.
And basically show them that they're being cheated.
Yeah, I just love that. You can be like me, you can be like me, and then
right.
All of a sudden it comes in and goes,
I don't think so. Everybody loves that. It's just so much. It's fun to do that kind of stuff. And I think when I was putting it together, I didn't even really pay attention to the idea that it can be interpreted a few different ways, you know. But I'm looking to just stimulate somebody's mind with the music that we make. And regardless of if it hurts a few feelings, it doesn't matter. This is freedom of speech, and you know, this is also music. That's what he's doing. He's sitting around talking about everybody. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's no harm done in that. Otherwise, you can call it a hypocrite, I guess.
I guess so. Now, what style or influences do you particularly, you and your partner, pattern yourselves after? Is there a star style, or is it your unique style?
I think what makes it unique is all styles in one. So it's like everybody in the industry that has come out to date, basically all revolved in one. I have influences like LL, Cool J, of course, Tupac. I would say P. Diddy. I would say anybody from down south, anybody from East Coast, West Coast, because music is so universal, you can't help but be influenced by what you hear. And I think that for the most part, what I try to do is, depending on who's popular in the industry, I may listen to a few songs that I'm inspired to elaborate on. You know, they may have done something that I thought was impressive, but I take it to another level, take it to an extreme. So I think everybody's style is wrapped up into mine,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Now, speaking of the industry, how do you view the current state of hip-hop as well as the entire music industry?
Well, I think hip-hop is impressive due to how much money it's made and the influence it has on the market right now, TV, radio, and all that good stuff, and clothing as well. But I think that with such power that it has, it really doesn't live up to its potential. You know, they're doing the voting thing right now, which is good all in all, because, you know, you have to be active in society. But, you know, there's so many other things that can be done. Voting is just one aspect. When they're done with this, it'll be over with. And you may not hear another activist cause in a long time. So I think hip-hop is slacking when it comes to improving the community. We're teaching nothing but negative things, sex, drugs, and how to have fun. So, you know. But overall, I think has potential. There's a lot of artists out there doing the right thing. Like a few artists that you guys sent me, like Tyrone Houston and Terry Clientele, they are pretty good acts that aren't getting the recognition, but take full time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of other artists, you often work with other artists and
mm-hmm.
and remix some songs with them, and one would be Angry Chick. And the song you did is Pretty Young Thing. Tell me about that.
Well, Angry Chick, I met her through the radio show, the Pro Flow for Show Show, on IndieArtistRadio.com.
and NewArtistRadio.net.
Exactly.
And InforRadio.com, I believe.
Yes, yes. And basically, she sent me her music, and we developed a relationship. She's from the Bronx, New York. You can check her out at angrychick.com, or you can go to my website and check her out anyhow. She, I just wanted to send me some vocals because there was a few songs on her CD that I thought were, I liked the way they stole and I liked the beats that she had, but I wanted to try to recreate it and see if I could make a major hit out of it to a certain extent, you know. But anyhow, she sent me about 3 or 4 vocal tracks, a cappella versions, and I just started to sit down and, you know, put them into the computer, develop a beat around the lyrics and restructure the lyrics. And we came up with, so far, 2 tracks. One is what you said, Pretty Young Thang, off the first mixed CD, and the second one, Uninhibited Remix, which is called Let Your Hair Down, which we found around the internet somewhere, I'm sure. Is just some other pop songs that we're trying to show the public that we can do it all, basically. There's no limitation to what we've got.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any major or indie musicians? I know there are a lot of indie musicians you're impressed with, but are there any major ones that you are impressed by and want to work with?
Yes, major artists would be a dream come true, although I probably think that a lot of people would think that you leave the indie scene behind once you make it to the majors, but I don't believe that way. But for the most part, there's a few artists in the major industry that I'm interested in working with, but it depends on if they're interested in working with me because of our controversial style, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to work with somebody like LL Cool J, of course, because of how long he's been in it, and he keeps it positive and he keeps it real, and he's definitely got the ladies involved. So other than that, anybody in the pop industry, anybody in the rock industry, anybody in hip-hop who's got the ability to step it up, like you know, P. Diddy, I'm sure he can handle it. I'm sure a lot of different guys can handle it, but will they want it, you know? Good question.
Yeah. Now, what would you view as your future musical and personal goals and endeavors?
Mainly personal goals would be to just to achieve, you know, I want to get a job. I think that's the basic goal right now, you know, finishing up with class here soon. So to get a job in the radio industry, broadcasting, anywhere, doesn't really matter, but just getting paid for it, that can help sustain, you know, a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course, you know, getting a distribution deal or just being able to fund my own record endeavors to go national and eventually worldwide and then platinum and then that diamond, of course. I really want to just influence the people in a positive way to show the youth that you can do the right thing and still be considered cool, and that it doesn't have to be, you know, what everybody else is doing. Do what you want, do your own thing, and, you know, just your eyes on the prize.
Now, speaking of distribution deals, you do have songs already recorded, mastered,
yes,
and all that.
Yes, sir.
How can someone, if someone listens to one of your tracks played on Indie Artist Radio or mm-hmm. other internet radio stations, how can they go about getting that music?
Well, this right now we haven't really pressed trying to sell it much. We wanted to develop our recognition and our reputation. But if you go to our website, you can purchase the first album. The second album we haven't put for sale yet because we haven't just pressed it at all. But, you know, we're looking to distribute that somehow. But mm-hmm. if they go to our website, www.maxheat.com, M-A-X-H-E-A-T, and they send us an email and just request it, they might get it for free. You can pretty much get everything for free from us because we're just those kind of people. You know, we're just looking to get it out there. And music is something that once they get a taste of, it'll pay off.
Now, when you are writing, or when your partner is writing, what would you say is your best time for writing? I mean, does it just come on the spur of the moment, or can you be walking down the street, something happen, or is it in the middle of the night and then you all of a sudden have to get up and run down to where you put all of your thoughts together or write it down on a piece of paper?
Good question.
How's that come about?
I think, my partner, he just catches the feeling and writes it whenever he might wake up and do that, but I try to just gain control of that urge because I don't want to be the type of artist that falls off because you have to write at a certain time or do this at a certain time. Of course, you know, I think, of course, everything that's going on in your life may affect you, how you're able to perform at a certain given time. But for the most part, it just comes whenever because writing is we simplify the process. It doesn't have to be a certain way. It's just a matter of expression. But there's certain key things to remember. So at any time, I might be able to put them together because I know that I have a strategy to writing songs, you know, looking for cliche statements and things that people can focus on. I mean, things that people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. And whatever sparks it, if I have a piece of paper to write it down, then just write a few ideas down or... But I'd rather just sit down and write to a particular beat because it's hard to take those ideas once they're scattered around and try to organize them. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess it depends for the most part.
Now, with music being a personal preference of the public and with so much worldwide talent, can you actually consistently rate and consider someone to be the best in the world, in your opinion?
The best in the world? I think most people like to judge who's best themselves, but I think to a certain extent, I think maybe a scale can be put together. I'm kind of working on that scale to judge and rate somewhat like a music reviewer would do on the basis of different categories. And I haven't developed it totally yet just due to lack of time and focus on it, but I think you can determine that mainly based on content issues, the music behind it, the genre, whether a person is consistent with their production and their success. I don't think things like CD sales and performance should have a factor really, although performance can, presentation can, but actually performing in front of different people, because you may not have the opportunity depending on your area or, you know, your funds or a lot of other different things, maybe discrimination or this and that. But for the most part, I think you can pull out certain people from not being number one, you know, that's for sure, because their lack of ability or their lack of originality or lack of a lot of different things. So, you know.
Now, I want to go back to the music for a minute. One of the songs is a LeBron James song.
Yes.
It's a song you wrote about him, and it's called King Pain. Tell me about that song.
Well, King Pain came about through my partner, New Jam. He wanted to, we're living in Akron, Ohio, which is LeBron James' hometown. So,
right.
We were caught up, we weren't caught up in particularly the whole hype that the whole town was. The whole buzz was going on nonstop. So just like a lot of other songs we've created, we want to just capitalize maybe on some of that success. Maybe just because the press was already focused on that, maybe we can just kind of tap into that a little bit. But anyhow, we put together a song that kind of just brags for LeBron as being one of the top athletes in the world. And there's two parts to the song. The first part was created by me before my partner brought his half to the table. So his half has like a different beat just due to... production decisions, and sounds pretty good. It's a pretty interesting collaboration. It received a 7.3 out of 10 on the MakerStar.com contest review. So it's gotten some recognition. You can look it up on the internet. Just type in King Pain, Mad Max, and you can find out different things about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is ProFlow?
Pro Blow.
And what is the meaning behind the reoccurring theme, No Compromise?
Well, Pro Flow is your delivery as in mainly more of a hip-hop artist, but I think all artists can somewhat live up to the Pro Flow. For the most part, a person like Prince in an R&B category, he had a Pro Flow. A person like, let's see, rap category, any rock artist that you may think might have a Pro Flow, you know, understand what I'm going at?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any like particular rock artists off the top of my head, 'cause I'm not too familiar with their genre. But there's somebody out there who's just like on point, and that's what it really specifies. When relating to the hip-hop industry, it's, you know, you listen to some rappers, they may be saying their words a certain way, you're listening, bobbing your head, and it may pick out certain things that could have been said better or differently. A Pro Flow eliminates all that. Pro Flow is almost flawless. Mm-hmm. And it falls on the basis of being able to be diverse, or I think I can't think of the word, but just being able to be fair, being able to present different styles of rap rather than just one, and also have every style, everything that you present, be almost flawless, to have a perfect flow to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, some articles I've read online, mm-hmm. and you know, with the internet, it can be true and it's not true, but some articles say you have been so close to grasping the gold ring and then it has just all of a sudden fizzled. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a lot of opportunities that, you know, always fall through as soon as you think you got it, and then it always slips through your fingers. But I guess that's just kind of how things work. What creates the story behind the music is
Would you say that maybe it's because you're viewed as controversial? Maybe because you don't want to do X-rated hip-hop? Maybe because you take it to another level and you demonstrate that hip-hop can be so much more than what we hear on commercial radio today?
I would definitely say that because I think you've heard the term sex sells, so, you know, and that's
right.
Been selling for so long, and it's really right now hip-hop dominating the market, so... A person I knew, you know, they're never really happy to see people who come against the grain. You always find out either, I mean, well, now it's, history proves that, you know, the person who's trying to do something new is always shunned at first, maybe then recognized after his time or whatever. So I think it's kind of the same case. But with music, the public, once they get the taste of it, once they hear it finally on the national market, the gatekeepers won't be able to control what's going on.
Right. Now, and you know, a lot of the rock bands have now started, rock bands or pop bands have now started orientating themselves in the direction of what we hear out of some of the hip-hop artists.
Yes.
And personally, from my standpoint, until I heard you and the Chauncerin, and Terry Clientele Bills,
yes.
Tyrone Houston, I was never a hip-hop connoisseur,
yes.
As you would say. There would be like one or two songs off of an album I liked, but when I sit down and I listen to you, or I listen to Terry, or I listen to Tyrone, it's just such phenomenal artwork.
Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate it.
And for that genre to grow, I think that's actually where it's leading with, and I think you're a pioneer in your field, and I really think that your music belongs on the Billboard charts, although
we both know
that is a rigged chart.
Yeah, for sure.
But I did want to ask you, you do mention, you say the music solution. So
yes.
Where does the music solution come into play in your overall business program or plan that you have?
Well, the music solution is the whole summary all in one. I think I never answered that no compromise question either. But mm-hmm. the idea of no compromise is not changing your views just because you want to succeed.
Or because you want a record label deal.
Right. You got to stick with your plan. I know we can compensate to a certain extent. You got to give the industry the structure of a song that they want. But you don't have to I can't think of the word, but you don't have to...
You don't have to sacrifice your principles and creative talent. Maybe.
Right, exactly. And so the music solution it gives the public the cure to this disease, this plague that's festering over top of music right now. We provide the audience with an option rather than no choice of what they can listen to. You put us on the radio, you put us on the shelf next to Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, and you get us the same type of radio promotion and distribution to them, and we'll see who they choose then. The music solution is for all people, like I said earlier, you know, the young, the old, the white, the black, it doesn't even matter, it's just for everybody. And it helps to develop the community, the society as a whole, by helping to reinstill those values and those ideas that were so prevalent before the rise of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what the music solution is about.
Now, you also have begun Millennium Music Mission Records.
Yes.
And that is available at maxheat.com.
Yes.
Tell me about Millennium Music Mission Records.
Millennium Music Mission Records, the title stands for, is this record label that we represent, M3 Records. It's just the mission that we're trying to complete, which is to, you know, get good music to the public. And everything revolves around that. All the music revolves around that. It's all linked together. So for a person really to get a grip of the music, they'd have to go listen to the music. So just go to the website, go look for Mad Max and look for the Millennium Music Mission, and you'll find it, that's for sure.
Now, would M3 Records down the road be looking for upcoming hip-hop artists to work with?
Definitely. That's one of the goals. I'm planning on going to law school, I think, here in January. I have to sign up for all that. But after finishing school and want to get my technical audio engineering license, I haven't really got that yet. Everything I've done so far has just been based on ear and just learning myself. So I'm looking to develop that and, you know, expand the whole audio production enterprise to where we can then sign other artists, because we have the funds to promote other artists. All we have to do is get the funds. I know everything else will just fall in place because the talent's there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And staying linked up with companies like yours, where the love is unconditional, you know, it's good. The sky's the limit, you know.
We at IAR Networks or IndieArtistRadio.com, gosh, and all the way back to the beginnings is RadioDevil.com.
Yep.
We just want the people to hear the music.
Definitely.
We want them to hear the music that doesn't get played on the clear channel stations, because you don't have the $1 million to go out and hand clear channel to play your music or get yourself added to their rotation list.
Right.
And the only thing I can say is that the independent music movement is just growing at phenomenal speed. You have people that are no longer listening. They're going out and they're getting XM, and they're going out and they're getting Sirius, and they don't buy from Record Bar or anymore. They go to CD Baby, and they go to iTunes because they don't like hearing the same song every 2 hours during the course of the rotation.
You got that right.
And it's artists like you that, they put their livelihood, they put their thoughts, and they really work on their craft. These people are finally the new age. It wouldn't be Generation X. Generation X is my era. Now I'm dating myself. That's bad. But they hear music. They go to the clubs and they hear music, or they hear remixes like you've done with Angry Chick.
Yeah.
And they see... They see and hear what is not being given to them by these big broadcast monopolies or the recording, I'll be nice and I'll just call them the Recording Industry Association of America. I generally call them the Recording Idiots Association of America. But,
that's all I hear.
For some reason, the RIAA and Clear Channel and maybe some other ones, they want to restrict the content. Like Clear Channel now owns so much of the music venues.
Yep.
And you have now major name artists that are fed up with it. I can tell you of an artist, he played at a Clear Channel venue, and out of the seating capacity, only 1,000 tickets were sold. The rest of them were all comps.
Wow.
Now, this artist really is furious with them because he didn't get any money, yet he had to play at their venue, or they weren't going to play his music on their station anymore.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
Yeah. So that's what's happening, and it's a monopoly, and it needs to be stopped, and hopefully I can do it. And with your show, which I did want to talk about, Radio Show. I can't pronounce it.
That was what we wanted. Our intentions were to be able to, like I said, stimulate the mind to where, you know, it leaves an impact on the person. You're going to have a hard time saying that, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, I remember one show I was listening to, and it was before you did a remix of Angry Chick, but you played one of her songs.
Yeah.
And you said, it was something like, well, this is not my major forte or something like that.
Yeah.
If you send it to me, I got to play it.
For sure. For sure.
And to me, that just, that's a minute Pro Flow Radio. It will always have a place on Indie Artist Radio.
Oh, I appreciate it.
And it happens to be one of the most professionally produced programs I think I have ever heard. And to me, I'd like you to share some of your secrets with me sometime.
Okay, I could definitely do that. that's a great one. I think, you know, I made a lot of progress being with you guys. It seems like since the time that you allowed me to start working with you, I've made a lot of progress, reached a lot of people, I owe a lot of my success to Indie Artist Radio, and I will continue to work with Indie Artist Radio, as you said. But what I do, I mean, I'm using Cool Edit Pro to put the songs together. I just use it like a track setting, and I have all the different promos and segues laid out the way I wanted them to play out, and I just run through them. And each show, I plug in different songs and record like little different time periods where I'm talking in between. And
there's effects that come in. So
yeah, no, that's what makes it really sound interesting. I'm using Cool Edit Pro to produce all that. It's just a matter of really experimentation, because you got to sit down and just run through the types of vocal editing tools that they have. You know, they can manipulate voices, and also I've observed other people, other engineers in the industry, in the music production industry, to help the radio production sound better. I've taken a radio production class at college, so I've was able to learn a little bit about that. I worked on the FM station at Akron U while the corporate takeover ran me out of there.
I did have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why the name Mad Max, or what does Mad Max stand for?
Well, I think people ask me that all the time. They want to know if you found it on the toilet or found it while you were sleeping.
And
or
the
whatever.
Spelling of it, it's capital M, lowercase a, capital X, and then lowercase XX.
Yes. Well, the Mad Max came because after starting to develop my music, I saw the theme of my aggression coming out in the music, and I was like, why Mad Max? And I was watching a movie one day, and he was a rebel. I realized he's a rebel fighting against a certain cause. And also, the Mad Max MM is same initials as my real name, Michael Mosley. So it's a theme, and I had to capitalize on that theme. The anger, once adopting that name, I was able to embrace the anger, you know, being able to express that anger. The spelling said the capital X, the two lowercase X's. I had a friend who, before, I think I just had maybe one X. I don't remember exactly, but he told me to put three X's on there for triple X rated, even though even our music is totally clean, you know. So, but our passion and our candid explicitness comes off in an X-rated fashion.
Kind of the spin on the triple X.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, how can major or indie executives, A&R reps, and artists get more of Mad Max, get in contact with Mad Max, maybe put you at the next level?
Well, they can always go to Indie Artist Radio and New Artist Radio, indieartistradio.com, newartistradio.net, to check me out through there. They can go to my website, maxheat.com. You can call me up direct, 330-990-4530. You can send me an email, mm@maxheat.com. You can go to the website, send it to the P.O. box. Any way you can, it's not hard to find me. I'm putting myself out there pretty much, so right here in Akron, Ohio, just look up the name and you'll find me, that's for sure. And we can work on anything, whether it's platinum track, whether it's producing radio, getting out to the public, whether it's web design, because Independent Artist Radio has a nice web design program, developing our web design program, and it's all kinds of things going on out there. You just have to contact us. And there's definitely ways to get in touch with us. If you know how to get in touch with Indie Artist Radio, that's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Now, they can also write you off of newartistradio.net directly off of your on-demand page, I believe.
Correct.
Okay. And additionally, you are always seeking new hip-hop talent to have on the Pro Flow Radio show. So
correct.
Should they just address it to Pro Flow Radio, or how do they go about?
Pro Flow Radio would be a good address. As long as you really just send it to the record label, or if you send it to the record label, it's going to get to me guaranteed. We're very meticulous about all that, and we're trying to satisfy our clients, our consumers, as much as possible, because we've been treated a certain way a lot of different times, so we want to try to avoid that for to have any negative feedback.
Right. Before we leave today, I'd like to talk about one last song.
Yes, sir.
It'll be the song that we end the interview with.
All right.
Tell me about Money Cream.
Money Cream. Oh, that's a good one. Well, the theme of that one, okay, well, we all know about Jay-Z, Mr. Jigga from the Rockefeller Records. He considers himself, and a lot of other people do, to be the best rapper alive since the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur are gone. That leaves him, and he's claiming to be the best rapper alive, and that's what the background of that song was saying when he produced the original track. Now, I took it and remixed it. Now, my goal was to prove that he is not the best, because he did not produce the song the way I produced the song, and the way I produced the song resulted in a very dynamic and intense display of, you know, wordplay and audio manipulation. So you put the two songs back to back, and they can determine who is the best rapper alive, you know.
Well, we're gonna end by listening to Money Cream, and for those of you interested in finding out more about Mad Max Pro Flow Radio, make sure you visit maxheat.com. Max, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Likewise. And I want to thank you again for giving me every opportunity that you provided me with, and other artists as well, you know, just on behalf of the independent artists and the industry, you know?
Right. Here's Money Cream.
Who rock cream? No money, baby. Who rock cream? It's no money, baby. Who rock cream? Everybody say for music. Everybody watch me do it. Everybody say for music. Who rock cream? Who rock cream? You fresh clean. Who rock cream? You fresh clean. Everybody say bro music. Everybody watch me do it. Everybody say bro music. Can't stop watching me prove it. Come on. Come over, soldier. Hit the map, game over. Got the check, I'm hot. Respect the best or try. I break the best rep. Midwest money, mic check. Mashing. Gone off that thug passion. No mic, chrome gone. Keep the missiles blasting. Enemies dismissing. Kiss your lack of passion. Goodbye. Step up, keep pop, watch them drop. Twist up, hemmed up like us cops. But act like you know. Don't leave shell shock. It's either him or me. Ripper, I'll collapse your whole block. Overseas, they see. That's why I'm labeled a G. The seas fire higher, hip ambitious. Now they retire. See a play, man, roll the bit. Leave the game like a score to hit. I be spitting more game when I pounce on the frozen whip. Chrome up, shine blind, you click. Who's this? Show them how it's done properly. Bro, when I flow, when I blow, stashing, stacking chips. Go ahead, go shake to this. Come on. I'm cash flow, like old cash checks. No need to manifest.
Down to the
flows, nigga, take a rest in peace. Mentally, I eat them, beat them, defeat them. Who me? The best rapper in the game. The best rapper in the game. More money, baby, who rock cream? More money, baby, who rock cream? Who rock cream? You fresh clean. Who rock cream? You fresh clean. Catch me slipping, switching my drops. Impala, chrome, shine, and polish. Studio session demolished. I hit the strip, trips, and stops. Hearing them whisper my name. Is it my look or the pain? Maybe the hope of some gain. Is it the strength of my game? No, it's the total package, man. All vain. Ain't said a word, but she hear what I'm saying. We ain't impressed with the pack you playing. All hating, motivating, breaking radio stations. Hold up, I got you faded. All you got to do is play it. If you roll me on the track, all you got to do is say it. If you roll me back the track, all you got to do is play it. I can't speak a clear language, shitty lady. I'm your man. More money, baby, who rock cream? More money, baby, who rock cream? More money, baby.
fresh, clean. Everybody say pro music. Stand aside, watch me do this. Everybody say pro music.
Turn up your shoulders. Turn up your shoulders. Turn up your shoulders.
Everybody say pro music. Stand aside, watch me do this. Everybody say pro music. Everybody say pro music. Stand aside, watch me do this. Everybody say pro music. It's bad news. Close the curtains.
Now tune into the
ain't served a nerd, but my birds for certain. Ain't served a nerd, but my birds for certain.